in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Commissioner Burkett, you bring up a good point. I mean, if you look at Benny Russell, you've got a speed limit of 20 mile an hour for the school zone, and you've got top speeds of 71 miles per hour, 60 mile per hour, and 55 mile per hour during a school zone and during school time. That's egregious.
That was Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman, District 5 Representative, Gulf Breeze and Midway. And, of course, they were talking about the school speed zone cameras, which they did pass 5-0. 5-0, 4-0, 5. It was unanimous. I think it was 5. I think Radington was there. Joining us now, we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. One of his majors was there giving explanations, very good explanations, Doug Bigman. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So, let's talk a little bit about this because, you know, we've covered this pretty extensively, but it's still, you know, there's not everybody's always listening. This is for 11 miles over, and this is going to be for what? All of the school speed zones that are 20 miles an hour or less, so 20 and 15, right?
Right. Correct.
And so it's a $100 ticket. It's operated by this independent company. Money gets split up amongst a bunch of different agencies. None of it is like just plain old revenue, though, right?
Correct. And it doesn't go against your points on your driver's license, so your insurance doesn't go up, that kind of thing. It's kind of like a civil citation, and so it doesn't rack up points for you.
And there's always an officer or a deputy at the back end making sure that before the citation goes out, they put eyes on the situation to make sure, well, that wasn't actually a school vacation day, that the camera just didn't understand.
Correct.
Or whatever circumstance justifies not sending it out, right?
Yes, it has to get verified by one of my deputies before the ticket's actually sent.
And there's even, Major Ringman's even said that there's a line on the ticket itself where you can reply that it wasn't you, that it was somebody else. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm wild. Okay. All right. So the thing that I've noticed in this conversation is it's happening all the time. Like, it's 3/4 of the people would be in violation if you put this thing up today. And I got to imagine that for these SROs who literally cannot leave their post to go chase down a speeder, it's got to be maddening.
Yeah, 100%. And like you said, they can't leave the school because what happens when they're out there enforcing traffic violations and somebody goes into a school with a gun? I mean, that's, you know, you don't want a school shooting to occur anyways, but definitely not because your SRO is out doing traffic.
And so the prohibitive cost of putting people with their cruisers out there to try to enforce this, it would just be exorbitantly expensive to make that happen, plus being able to find the people who can do it. On the other side, I've raised kind of 2.5 objections or questions today just because I think the other side doesn't have nothing to say. One is the due process question, which I think the courts are going to figure that out. One is, I know I have inadvertently sped through school speed zones, not very often, but because, you know, the speed limit's 40 and now all of a sudden it's 20 and I didn't realize it or whatever. I blinked. I don't know. I hate to see people get a ticket for inadvertency, but I get that you broke the law. I mean, if somebody had caught me, I would have, sure enough, I broke the law.
Right.
But some of these school zones are like 15 miles an hour. The one by my house is 15 miles an hour. And every time I'm like, oh, good Lord, I can walk faster than this. It's so slow.
Yeah. Well, this is what I say to that. And, you know, I get it. It is a pain in the, you know what, to have to suffer through a school zone, especially when you're in a hurry or whatever. But I think the main focus here needs to be on the kids and the kids' safety. So, you know, I would tell everybody to leave the house a little earlier if you're worried about if you have to go through 3 school zones to get to work. Just start leaving a little earlier and just do the speed limit. I mean, it's not that hard and, you know, you're actually protecting children. So, hey, it's a good thing.
I'm going to do one more devil's advocate with you because it's been asked of me and it was literally the question I had, which is this.
Sure.
I believe in school speed zones. I believe in protecting kids. You know that. there's still a part of me that hears, okay, 75% or 74%, I think was the number, of people are traveling 11 miles an hour or faster, and some of them are doing ridiculously high speeds. And right. in spite of that, I never hear of incidents. I never hear, and I mean, I don't ever want to have it happen, but I never hear of kids getting hit. I never hear of incidents. And so is it really as dangerous as we think if there aren't any incidents, or is it we're just kind of, we've made this artificially low speed and now we're trying to enforce it because we want to feel good about kids' safety, but in the real world, it doesn't turn out to be an actual problem. Convince me that that's just a total mistake.
Okay, if you think that, if that's your thought process, then I would say this. We've never had a school shooting in Santa Rosa County, so let's pull all the SROs out of the schools and just put them back on patrol and answering calls, because we haven't had a school shooting, so we can just pull them. I mean, that's the mentality, see? So you say, yeah, we've never had an incident. So we say, okay, carte blanche to the school zones, and a kid gets killed. Now we start putting in processes to protect the kids, or you want to do it to where it never, ever happened. So that's my argument back.
Somebody had sent me a really good, I forget the name of the person, like a risk hierarchy that basically said for every death, it was, you know, 40 injuries, and for every 40 injury, I forget the number, but it was like 300 close calls and then, you know, 1,000 incidents kind of, and it's just a statistics game. And if you have, if you have this many people speeding, eventually you're going to have that many incidents. And do you want to be the one that, you know, let people speed through the school zones and then some kid gets killed and then you have to explain to their parents and their family why you didn't do more to enforce it?
Exactly.
We're talking to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa Sheriff, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the 5. John?
That's right. The only delay I'm seeing right now is 98 westbound as you approach Gulf Breeze, experiencing about a 12-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with their traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. By the way, the reason we're not talking about major crimes that took place in Santa Rosa County is we had a fairly uneventful week, yeah?
Yes, correct, and hopefully it stays that way. It would be nice.
Wouldn't it be great if we did 52 interviews and
yeah,
no
that's
crimes?
That's not going to happen.
I mean, you know, might start to talk about your budget a little bit. Anyway, joke. sorry.
That's okay.
Hey. Just since we're kind of on that subject, it had come up in Escambia County. The commission in Escambia County was talking about next year's budget, and it wouldn't be next year's; it'd be the year after that with the property tax issue. If that hits, the very high likelihood that we would pass a referendum that would dramatically reduce county budgets, and that they were talking about the 3-year deal with Sheriff Simmons. I know you and Chip get along well. But what are you? How are you guys thinking about that? I know some of the proposals say it wouldn't affect public safety, would not be allowed to affect public safety, but you know, money is money, and if there's, you know, that much less money, maybe a quarter of county revenues, Santa Rosa would suffer too. Have you guys started to think about what that might mean?
Yeah, we have, and, you know, they just put me under a MSTU, so I don't know. It depends on which version passes, but I don't know if it would affect a MSTU or not.
Ooh, you know, so. I think it good question. I think it still does. Because that's ad valorem. That's an ad valorem related on your homestead. So I think it still would be prohibited. Because I remember specifically reading the ordinance and thinking, oh, we can work around this with an MSBU, you know, or an MSTU, you know. And it seems like that again depends on what they pass. Obviously, as you said exactly.
Yeah. So I mean, if they pass it, you know, and I'm all about. I agree 100% that if you have a house and you've paid for your house, you don't need to continue paying taxes. I mean, that's crazy. You'll never own your house under any circumstances. And I get that. And I think they should do away with that. 100%. If you own your home and it's your homestead, you shouldn't have to pay property taxes of any kind whatsoever. Unless, I would put a caveat on that, if you have kids in the school system, pay for the school tax. If you don't, then no tax whatsoever. I mean, that's the way I look at it. But, you know, how many people get to own their home nowadays, too, also?
Yeah, so. And it's a kind of a fairly unserious proposal that sort of philosophically exempts homesteaders because of that issue, but only from the county slice and not from, for example, the school slice. Like, it's the same argument, you know, if you should own, you should own. Switching gear. Oh, and of course, what I know you also think is, hey, but the money has to come from somewhere. So if we're going to cut it here, we're going to find a replacement. You know, that's
exactly
part of being serious. I want to talk just briefly about the flock cameras. You, and pardon me for asking a stupid question. You guys do have them in place in Santa Rosa County, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. The a criticism that has been raised by one city council member in Pensacola and by members of the public is we don't like the fact that we don't know where they are. The police should tell us where they are. And because, you know, who's going to watch the watchers? Who's going to make sure this would be done appropriately? Now I know what my answer to this is. I'm curious what your answer is. I'll give you mine if you want me to go first, but my answer is pretty. Go ahead. I want to hear what yours is.
Yeah, mine's pretty basic. Yeah, let's tell all the criminals where the cameras are so they can avoid them. So when you kill somebody and you want to get away, you're going to avoid certain roads because you don't want to get caught on a flock camera. So, yeah, let's do that. Let's help the criminals commit crimes, and it'd be a great place. Why not? If you think that, you need to move to California because they love criminals out there and they protect them. Here, we try to put them in jail, and flock cameras are a huge part of that. And the location of them being secret is 100% to get criminals. So if you're a law-abiding citizen, you know, my family goes through all these roads all the time. I don't care where they're at because I'm not breaking the law. Don't care.
You know,
so that's my argument.
When I heard this criticism, what I think is, well, the problem with these folks is they're not serious enough about their view, because if you think that all the flock cameras should be publicly disclosed, like on a map or on your GPS, then sure. I think that in real time, Santa Rosa Sheriff and PPD and ECSO and Gulf Breeze should all, and Milton, you know, they should all be putting out every stakeout location, every pictures of every undercover officer. I mean, you should have all of the units be on a screen so that we can all see where they are, so that we can avoid them like they're avoiding the ICE agents. Like, we should have that publicly disclosed because we just want to make sure that we know what's going on, transparency in government.
Right. Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense. And the reason why we have such a low crime rate in Santa Rosa County, most of our citizens understand what's going on. The majority of them do. And the majority of them don't care where the flock cameras are because they're not breaking the law. They don't care. So, you know, for all these people, I demand to know where they're at. Yeah, shut up. Go somewhere like California and you'll be happy. They protect criminals out there and they coddle them. That's why their crime is totally out of control. But we're not going to do it here in Santa Rosa County.
Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you for the time. And I really appreciated your major being there to explain a lot of this stuff at the county commission meeting. And, you know, I thought clarified a lot of points, which is good. You know, explaining things to people, especially when they think stupid stuff like, oh, they're putting speed cameras on all the roads. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Make it stop.
Flock's got nothing to do with speeding.
Yeah. There's flock cameras. There's red light cameras. And there's speed cameras in school zones. And none of those are just randomly out on Highway 87 making sure you're not speeding. So
exactly.
Sheriff, as always, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Take care.
821 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I took a traffic break. I didn't take a traffic break. I did take one. Okay. Phew. Thank goodness. Look at me knowing how I'm doing my job. Hey, if you're thinking about... Oh, man. Just be a person. What's my number one advice for people who are in media or communications? Just be a person. If you can't be a better you, at least just be you, you know? Sometimes I can't be the better me, but I can just be me. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great selection of good quality used cars, 300 or so on the lot, Jeeps, minivans, sedans, daily get-arounds, sports cars, trucks, all of it. And the reason I tell you that, it might seem obvious. Well, they're a used car place, Andrew. I know they have a lot of cars. No. They have a lot of cars, and they all are in the, like, good, not brand new category, as in a year, two, three, maybe four, ten, 30, maybe 1,000 miles. They warranty every car to 100,000 miles or 10 years because they know they're selling good cars. They can afford. That's not extra. You don't pay extra for that, okay? That's not, like, an option, okay? They stand by their cars. But also, you can try a lot of different things. And you might go, I know what happens is you tend to think, well, I kind of like this. When you start thinking about it, I kind of like this. And then you go and you test drive one or two cars. Yeah, that's good. And I'll buy it. Okay, fine. But, you know, you're going to live with that car a long time. Do what my wife would say, which is a little bit more research. She always would do a little bit more. Drive three or four cars. Drive six. It's okay. You know, if you're going to buy a sedan, drive four or five sedans. And then also drive a minivan or a crossover or something else. And you're like, well, I don't want to buy one of those. You don't have to buy one of them. Just try driving it. And you know what you might discover? That's why I don't want one. Or you might discover, I do want one. And that's my point. You never know until you drive it. You might hate it just like you think. You might love it like you didn't think. And then, a whole new set of problems to deal with. But be happy. Get the car you're going to love. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says,
Here's the tale of Tina searching up and down for decent GLP-1s, but got spun around.
Till good RX rode in, hey, we got something new. GLP-1 prescriptions, all FDA approved.
Brand name meds, no flags in a red.
Clear pricing from the start. None of those hidden fees in your cart.
Delivered to your door or pick up same day. Darn tootin'.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Hot foot it to goodrx.com/weightloss. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Stay gold, pony boy. Stay gold.
Beginning to think that you don't watch movies, John.
Are you kidding me? I'm like in the theaters.
You watch sports. You always got time to watch every game. I'm just not sure that you watch movies. You don't know The Outsiders?
You know what? We're going to step outside.
No, we're not.
No.
8:25 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right, movie guy. No accidents to report right now, but if you're on 98 westbound headed in a Gulf Breeze, it is a 8-minute delay. Thank you for the heads up on that one. And let's see here. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
I appreciate that, John. Somebody, I still love that somebody earlier was like, I want to see Charles Bear and Andrew McKay in a cage match. Oh, he's got like 5 inches on me. That's a terrible fight. I wouldn't take that fight at all. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The 2-week ceasefire with Iran so far is holding well, according to President Trump. Even as the U.S. gets set to blockade the Strait of Hormuz here in just under an hour now, I believe.
Half an hour. 9 o'clock Central.
Yeah, East, that's right. 10 Eastern. Yeah, mm-hmm. Half an hour, yeah. Three people facing charges in 2 seemingly unrelated incidents outside OpenAI. Exec Sam Altman's San Francisco home over the weekend. A man and woman were arrested hours after a reported shooting in Altman's neighborhood. And then the two were seen driving by Altman's home when one fired off at least one shot. That happened just days after another man was arrested for tossing a Molotov cocktail at Altman's home. And the first week weekend of Coachella is now in the books.
Tell me more.
I know you're excited for it.
Did Sabrina Carpenter perform? What did she sing? What was she wearing? Was anybody naked?
You know, Justin Bieber was also there. Why aren't you very excited for him?
Oh, I'm just can't keep up with all of it. And, you know, I don't want to just spend 4 hours talking about all the things I know about Coachella. Though I could, clearly.
So that's what I know about Coachella. How about something more exciting for
Please.
You, Andrew? Taxes are due this week.
The deadline
is Wednesday.
Okay, I'm going to forget if I don't say it, but yes, taxes are due the 15th. But this is important. The post office has changed the way that it does postmarks, and they're no longer, I'm working on memory here, they're no longer guaranteeing that it gets postmarked as the same day you drop it off. You remember how they're doing processing differently? So if you are wanting to be sure that you get it postmarked in time, advice is like today. Because I'm going to remember. Do you remember this story, John? You remember this?
Oh, I do.
Yeah. So they've changed the way they're doing postmarks, or at least they could be changing it. So they're no longer guaranteeing that it postmarks the same day you drop it off, which is a problem for people who file their taxes, right? So just be aware. David, you're looking at me like I'm... You'd not heard this story before, or you don't remember?
No,
it, or...
I've heard that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, listen. You're giving me the gopher out the golf hole.
I just have a naturally confused look. You know.
Just natural,
yeah.
I kind of
people look
your,
at me and say, "What?"
I kind of interrupted your tax no story, though. Did you have more, or was that it?
No, that's it.
Okay, very good. 8:28 on News Radio.
Very good.
This is we 100% script out every part of this show in advance.
<That's> right? How can you believe that one?
Oh, somebody says, "Stay gold, Andrew." Nice. I appreciate that. Well done. Good reference. Okay. Hey, if you need work done on your home inside the complex mechanical or semi-mechanical systems or electrical, because it includes electrical, heating, plumbing, air conditioning, electrical, a generator, any of that kind of stuff, Peden does all of that. Okay, Peden takes care of all of that. You know, good quality products, good installation, 100% satisfaction guarantee on their work. They've been doing it for a long time, since 1969. Robert Peden started the company over in Panama City just doing air conditioning and, you know, heating. Obviously expanded both product lines to include all the other things, plumbing and electrical. And then geographically, you know, he's been in Pensacola. They've been in Pensacola for a long time over at Ellison Field, but also into Tallahassee, east past the time zone, into the eastern time zone of Florida. And then in the last couple of years, west past Pensacola into Baldwin County. And then just, I think it was last year, went into Mobile. So they are all along the Gulf Coast in both time zones, two states, and they will take care of you whatever the need may be. And right now, this spring, you can get 2 years of Smart Care, Peden Smart Care, for free with your new air conditioning system purchase from Peden. That's scheduled maintenance, priority service, and 15% off any repairs, all included. Call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com. I don't think I'm going to get to this. No, I can't get to that right now. We're all watching to see what's going to happen with the blockade, the semi-blockade, the who's in charge of the blockade or whatever. And the Hungarian Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, is out. 16 years out. And if you can show me where Hungary is on a map, then we can have a conversation about it.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump orders a military blockade of ports in Iran.
It's a response to negotiations over the weekend, which failed to produce an end to the conflict. Yesterday, President Trump said the U.S. Navy will also begin destroying mines that Iranians had laid in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, who was part of the talks, accused the United States of moving the goalposts when inches away from a deal.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Pope Leo says his appeals for peace are rooted in the gospel and pushes back against President Trump's attacks on him as too liberal and weak on crime.
I don't want to get into a debate with him. I don't think that the message of the gospel is meant to be abused in the way that some people are doing. And I will continue to speak out loudly against war.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Partly cloudy. We've got 64 degrees right now. Nice start to our day. We will check our full forecast from Channel 3. That's up in just a few minutes. Two people were shot at the Oakwood Terrace Apartments on Truman Avenue in Escambia County on Sunday. Deputies responded to that incident about 11:30 yesterday and found those two victims with gunshot wounds. Bullet holes were found in two apartments. Both victims were taken to the hospital. Right now, there's no details on what potentially led to the shooting, and the investigation into that incident is ongoing. Also, an adult was airlifted to the hospital after being found face down in a pool in Escambia County yesterday. First responders called to that incident on West Indies Drive. Right now, there's no word on that person's condition. A 16-year-old from Floralla, Alabama, was arrested on Friday after posting a photo of a gun online with a caption threatening to kill a student at Paxton School in Walton County. That suspect reportedly attends the same school, was taken into custody before classes began on Friday. No other details on that incident have been released. Florida Senator Rick Scott is calling on Congress to eliminate the Senate filibuster. Scott posting on Facebook that it's time to blow up the filibuster to allow passage of the Save America Act and full funding for the Department of Homeland Security as well. Scott says the filibuster was never meant to serve as a permanent veto and is accusing Democrats of using it to block America First legislation. Florida drivers have some new options for specialty license plates. Governor DeSantis signing a bill Friday, adding several new designs. New license plates include plates for the UFC, Florida Film Legacy, and an updated Endless Summer plate. Proceeds from the specialty plate sales fund the nonprofits that sponsor them. Well, there was a good turnout on Saturday for the Fiesta Children's Treasure Hunt at Museum Plaza in downtown Pensacola. Kids explored the Pensacola History Museum, went on a clue-based scavenger hunt, and there were prizes ranging from bicycles and scooters to beach stays. Pensacola police and fire departments were on hand, as well as the Blue Wahoos Kazoo, Ice Flyers Maverick, and UWF's Argie the Argonaut, all at that event. An 83-home subdivision on land once part of the Jubilee development near Pace has received final county approval. Holiday Builders bought 260 acres from Jubilee Development Group in 2023. They're now developing 42 of those acres near Chemukla Highway and Willard Norris Road. The approval comes as Jubilee's owner continues his effort to rezone his remaining 2,000 acres for higher density development, an effort that's faced a lot of opposition from area residents. And it is 8:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with John Pickens, who's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report still. We're rolling accident-free. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. And about a five-minute delay if you're on 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze, about a five-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing some beautiful sunny skies today with temperatures warming up into the upper 70s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the mid-60s. Heading into your Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures warming up near 79 degrees. Heading into Tuesday night, back around 65 degrees. Going into Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 79. Wednesday night, temperatures back near 65. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And mostly cloudy right now. We've got 64 degrees. And your money now this hour. Well, about 25 minutes now till the U.S. Blockade at the Strait of Hormuz is set to go into effect, and that's causing some movement on the market here as it opens. The Dow is down over 338 points, 360 points now, at 47,556.44. The S&P is down 21 points right now at 67.95. The NASDAQ is down 69 and a quarter points at 22,833.597. 10-year bond rate is up slightly right now, 4.32%. Gold price is down $31.50 at $47.55.90. Silver is down $2.24 at $74.24. And that oil price everybody's watching, well, oil is up just over 7.25%. At $103.57 a barrel right now. Bitcoin down about $81 at $71,069.79. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines today. Some 20% of full-time American workers say artificial intelligence has taken over at least parts of their job.
A survey from Epic AI and Ipsos found that 20% said AI is doing things they used to do themselves. About 15% say AI has created new tasks for them that they wouldn't have done otherwise. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. Well, looks like school will be in session this week in the nation's second largest school district, Los Angeles Unified, announcing Sunday morning that the district and their teachers union struck a tentative two-year agreement. The Netherlands is now the first European country to approve Tesla's full self-driving supervised feature. Government officials say drivers must be in the vehicle and monitor it closely while in FSD mode. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says he plans to expand the rollout of the feature to other European countries soon. And the Motley Fool's 2026 Best Places to Retire reports have been released. The report found that apparently Arkansas is the best as far as cost of living and number five for housing costs. Indiana came in second for cost of living and 11th for housing. And Ohio came in third for cost of living and 10th. For housing. It is 8:38. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance tech at a university, he knows ordering from multiple suppliers takes time away from keeping their arena up and running. That's why he counts on Grainger to get everything he needs, from lighting and HVAC parts to plumbing supplies, all in one place. And with fast, dependable delivery, he's stocked and ready for the next tip-off. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You don't need someone yelling at you.
You just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right. Today's is sort of a self-revelatory. You know, you're going to disclose things about yourself that you might not want to admit. These are some of my favorite ones, by the way. So 437-1620, it's the frivolous segment. We started doing this during COVID. If you're new to the show, we just were talking about COVID all the time. And then I realized we need to talk about something else. So we did a frivolous topic and it just stuck. It's like the most popular thing we do. It. I think of all the hours of research that go into making this show happen and watching all these meetings and cutting all these audio clips. And the thing people remember is, what's the right way to cut your grapefruit? You know, like... humans, you know? Am I right? Anyway, so question of the day. Tell me your weird OCD habit. Now, I know somebody's like, you know, OCD is a serious thing and you shouldn't. Okay. Tell me your, like, your weird OCD habit that maybe you realize is weird, or you know it's silly, but you can't stop yourself from doing it. You know, whatever the thing may be. Okay. And I know I don't want to give you ideas for what it might be, but I mean, it could be almost anything, but it's almost like OCD in some ways is kind of like mental superstitions. You know, like if I don't go through this checklist of doing things just this certain way, then you know, the world goes wrong or something like that. But anyway, 437-1620. I have one I'm thinking of, John. Do you have one that comes to mind right away?
Yes, I do.
All right, tell me your weird OCD thing. Feel free to be as creative as you like. 437-1620.
Well, this is very creative, but it's something I know that I get harped on about. Putting my shoes in the same location.
Okay.
Because I know where they are.
Okay. By location, you mean in a particular room, or you mean
in a particular spot,
like in the same 1-inch footprint of where it always goes. Like if there were dust around your shoe, that dust would always be there because you never miss that exact spot.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. All right.
Unless the dogs kick it, and then, you know, I'm trying to figure it out.
I'm going to relate to you in a way. The way we do shoes is, I mean, I have the shoes that we wear routinely are in the laundry room, which is like the mud room. You know, it's the same thing.
Do you take them off when you come in?
Yeah, my wife doesn't like outside shoes inside the house.
Why?
Mostly because, you know, outside's dirty, inside's clean. And she cleans the inside of my house, and I don't, so I can't argue with. Yeah, well, I mean, she's responsible for the problem, and I don't want to be making the problem that she's responsible for. Anyway, that's a whole different conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Of outside shoes in the house or barefoot or anything else. No, but in the, so we have just like milk crates, kind of, they're not milk crates, but they're like that, is our stackables for where, because we have three kids and her and me. So I have like four pairs of tennis shoes that are all there, depending on how my level of formality that day. But I just realized, as you're talking about shoes, it would be weird if I put those shoes backwards into the box.
Would she look at you funny?
I don't think she would notice. I would notice. I would feel like I had done something wrong. And so I'm going to do it today. I'm going to reverse all my shoes and put the toes out instead of the toes in.
See if she even...
Oh, she won't care. But she'll... I mean, she might say something. But I'm thinking to myself how weird that would feel to do. Like, that would feel very wrong. Like, if you put two shoes next to each other, have you ever put the left one on the right side and the right one on the left side?
No.
Try it.
Take them off.
Try it. I mean... Just do a little different just for fun.
Why would I get confused? Why would you do this to me, Andrew? I get confused.
Put one toe in and one toe out. Do a shoe hokey pokey. You know, why not? Just see what happens. So you got me thinking about that now. That's good. Let me give you my example. 437-1620. The question of the day is, tell me your OCD thing, especially if it's a weird one. You know, the universe isn't right if blank doesn't happen right. On my car... Okay, my car's got the button on the door where if you press the button and it goes beep, beep, and it's locked, right? But I also have the fob. Now, I love the door button push feature for locking the car. I do. I love that. Every once in a while, I'll get 20 feet away from the car. And, did I? Now, I always have. I've never not. But still, did I? And I'll get out the fob. And I'll click it. First click on a Honda, the lights flash. Second clip, the lights flash and the car goes beep, beep. You know, it gives you the auditory.
Right.
I have to hear the sound. If
that gives you confidence.
It if the lights flash, but if I hear the sound, whew.
Well, and in some cars, that's how it sets the alarm.
But I know that there is no safety difference between just clicking the button and seeing the lights flash versus the second click when the car's like, oh, you didn't trust me the first time? Fine. Bloop, bloop, you know. But I can't not do it. Something in me feels unsettled if I've already doubted myself enough to check and then didn't check twice. I know that's insane. I mean, that's insane. But there it is. 845 on News Radio 92.3. You're texting just a second. Tell me your OCD things. 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now. If you're on 98 rolling toward Gulf Breeze westbound, you're going to see maybe a 8-minute delay in that area. But other than that, things look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you have a roof that needs repaired or replaced, or you're not sure, or you're not even sure if it needs any work, I mean, whatever, call Quality Roofing Solutions and have them look at it. Brian Ward started his company 20 years ago. This year, 20 years, 2006, 10,000 roofs later. That's roof replacements later. About 90% of what they do is replacement. And the reason for that is because if you're going to repair it, the cost of mobilization can often be so much that it's almost like you might as well replace it while you're there. Plus, if you're going to repair it now, you might have to replace it in 3 or 4 or 5 years, and then the cost of doing that's going to be higher, and you know, you might get a savings on insurance. Like, there's just all kinds of things built into this. And they'll do whatever makes sense, but they also want you to understand all of the elements of making that decision, and that's the point. They're going to talk to you like you're a neighbor, like you're a friend, like you're a person, you know? They're going to answer your phone call. They're not going to assume you know everything. They're not going to treat you like you're stupid if you ask a question where you don't know. They get it. And it's that commitment to customer service, customer affirmation, and just being your great local company that has made Quality Roofing Solutions a 4.9 rated company on Google. Crazy. 4.9. Lifetime workmanship warranty on all their roofs. Who does that? Well, they do. Anyway, it's just a great company, locally invested in, you know, philanthropic activities, doing all kinds of things to keep costs down. I just had a friend who used them because she'd heard me talk. She said, Andrew, they did exactly what they're supposed to do, which is the biggest thing I always ask. And, you know, they weren't the cheapest, they weren't the most expensive, but I'm super satisfied. That's the idea. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. All right, back to the conversation of the day, which is tell me your OCD thing. Tell me, especially if it's super irrational and you know it. Like, I know mine is super irrational. The clicking to hear the beep instead of just clicking to see the lights on the key fob if I think I have not locked the car. 437-1620. Somebody says a stack of paper must be perfectly stacked. No sheets sticking out even a little. Oh, you'd probably pass out on my desk.
Yeah, I think that they would.
There are piles. Those piles are, well, mostly self-sufficient. They're mostly not going to fall over. I'm not quite to the, like, it's a danger to passersby or anything, but they're definitely not lined up. And I mean, if you have only one stack of papers and it's all lined up, you just don't have enough papers. Or maybe you're good at processing them, which I am not. Let's see, 437-1620. I don't like my foods to touch on my plate. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, look, in defense...
So I guess eggs and grits aren't going to be mixed up.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got, like, say, I don't know, some barbecue sauce over here, you didn't necessarily want the barbecue sauce for your corn, you know, or your mashed potatoes. I mean, it's not that it's bad, but, you know, I'm just... You didn't necessarily intend that, and when flavors spill over, I mean, a chef is a chef for a reason. They put the right flavors together, and they don't just all put it in a blender and make a smoothie. I mean, you know, I get where you're coming from about that. 4376. I think some people do go a little extreme on it, though. You know, like they want the divided plates. I've known people who buy divided plates on purpose because they don't want the foods touching. The food shall not touch. No soup for you. The beeping when you open your door in Honda's actually is Morse code for the letter H. What? Is it? I have to check that. I'm going to press X to doubt, but that could be true. My OCD manifest, somebody says when I have to go and reach for my keys on the hanger by the door, then go back to check that I got the keys. Oh,
oh my goodness.
Do I have them? That's the sunglasses problem, right? Where are my sunglasses? On my head. Okay, good. Items on my desk have a certain place where they belong.
Well, amen to that one.
Must be nice to have so few things that you can afford to have a place for everything. poverty's got its advantages. Somebody says there's not enough space here to list all of my OCD problems, but I think what would give me the most angst would be trying to sleep on the... what happened to my mic? All right, thanks, David. Appreciate that. So back to the frivolous topic of the day, which is things that you're OCD about. Somebody says, I think that would give me the most angst would be sleeping on the other side of the bed. Oh, that's good. Yeah, that would.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Somebody
else
says coat hangers. They all must face the same way. No exceptions. You mean the shirts on the coat hangers all have to be faced the same way. I assume coat hangers don't go in backwards, like the hook on the wrong side of the bar. Like, well, that'd be weird.
Well, if you, you know, put it the opposite. Yeah. Like, my clothes are hung up. I'm
hanging
happy.
It from reverse.
Yeah.
Somebody says, take the stickers off the bananas before I hang them in the... Oh, that's interesting.
Interesting.
Removing the stickers on the fruit. That's a question for a different day. Do you take the stickers off before, you know, like when do you take the stickers off? Or maybe you don't. If it's an orange, do you take them off? Because you don't
or
need
an
to.
Avocado. Right. Do you do?
That, good point. All right. Somebody says, I don't mind the plate thing. It's all going to mix in the stomach. Somebody says, hanging clothes in the closets are spaced a certain distance apart. Again, must be nice to have so much closet space and so few items. If I can fit them in, then I'm winning. Somebody says, I cannot leave a room until the blade stops spinning on the ceiling fan I just turned off. Oh, that's interesting. See, we don't really use ceiling fans. I've never thought about that too much. Now I'm going to have to, it is weird.
Yeah.
Do you ever reach up and stop it?
No.
Never?
I ain't got no time for that. Ain't nobody got no time for that.
All right, Sweet Brown. It's 8:52 here on News Radio 92.3. All the food labels must face out in the cupboard. Oh, wow. All right.
Y'all
have some stuff. I like it, though. I like it. It's either, you know, a sign of an orderly mind or of a disordered mind.
I'm Terry Village Shishati, former commanding officer of Naval Air Station Pensacola, and I wanted to personally invite you all to join us on May 8th for the second annual Pensacola Navy Days Golf Tournament presented by Astro Lincoln. It's going to be held on board Naval Air Station Pensacola at the historic A.C. Reed Golf Course. There's going to be some great giveaways, contests throughout the course, and we're going to finish up the day with an awesome award ceremony. So to find out more, go on PensacolaNavyDays.org and click on the events page. Come on out and support Pensacola Navy Days and our incredible military community.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, it's another gallery night in downtown Pensacola from 5 till 10. This month, it's a celebration of Navy Days. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Enjoy Florida Lighthouse Day at the Pensacola Lighthouse Saturday from 10 till 3. The free event includes games, activities, and fun for the family. Presented by Florida Arts and Culture. See PensacolaLighthouse.org. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
You're not looking for an argument. You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
local, dependable.
This is Iron Eagle. I am the flight leader of an American assault force.
Sent to recover Colonel Ted Masters, whom you are unlawfully holding prisoner.
That Iron Eagle clip is somewhat in honor of the F-15E just put on display at Eglin, so I'll take it. 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 look good. 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze is the only 8-minute delay that I see right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. You did watch the Artemis return. You actually stayed awake. I fell asleep, which is my fault.
Slacker. I mean, those people's lives were on the line, Andrew.
I know, and I had spent the day explaining why the heat shield thing
That's
was a
why.
Concern. You wanted to be right there watching it.
Yeah. Yes.
Passing through 150,000 feet, our trajectory is perfect. We're getting intermittent views of integrity, still waiting to establish voice communication.
You know how much in radio we hate silence? And if you're doing the announcing for this thing, it's so much silence. It's so awkward, so uncomfortable.
Integrity, Houston, comm check post-blackout.
After the blackout.
Houston, Integrity, we have you loud and clear.
Your trajectory is nominal, and your recovery teams have visual.
Guidance looks good.
No action for the enabled internal camera controller fail.
Yeah, I love that. How we got an internal camera controller is not working right, but don't worry about that. It's fine. Which is, you know, that's an important thing. It's important to know what not to be worked up about, right?
We're at 50,000 feet. The pyros are armed for forward bay cover jettison. And there go the first series of parachutes. And we're on drogues.
And Houston, we're visual two drogues out the window.
I don't think they should be bragging about being on drugs. Oh, drogues. Drogues. Okay, sorry, I misunderstood with his accent.
Two good drogue shoots. Next up.
We copy. We see him.
Next up, the deployment of pilot parachutes that will pull the main chutes out. Time to splash down 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
What is it? Candy always says, I ruin everything with my mouth. So accurate.
Passing through 10,000 feet. Still on drogues.
Still on drogues.
Main chute deploy.
I was just worried about who's running the show.
Houston Integrity, splashdown, sending post-landing command now.
Splashdown confirmed.
Copy splashdown, waiting on VLDR.
Splashdown confirmed at 7.07 p.m. Central Time, 5.07 p.m. Pacific Time. From the pages of Jules Verne to a modern-day mission to the moon, a new chapter of the exploration of our celestial neighbor is complete. Integrity's astronauts, back on Earth.
It's not pretentious if the situation justifies the flourish. You know, it's okay. It's okay. Certainly under this circumstance, I'll allow it. By the way, remember on Friday we were talking about the heat shield issue and, you know, why is that or isn't that such an issue? Like, we did the space shuttle. We've done the space shuttle. We've done the Apollo missions. Why can't we do this? Well, the Apollo missions were always dealing with this problem of the heat shield on reentry. The space shuttle didn't need to be as robust because it's only traveling 17,000 miles an hour. It's only Mach 25.
I mean, come on, Andrew.
Who can't handle that? Well, no, but 17,000 versus 25,000 is a difference, and 3,000 degrees versus 5,000 degrees is a big difference. And handling the, you know, the outgassing because of the internal shield, especially when you're doing the bounce maneuver, remember that was kind of the issue? Well, that all went fine, you know, everything. But, John, you watched it live. Did you have a moment where you're like, oh, man, I hope, man,
yeah,
I really
was
hope.
Praying for a little bit.
Good.
I mean, because I didn't know.
Because you're,
I mean,
you know,
had me all going with the heat shield from Friday.
And that's, I mean, I wasn't trying to get people worked up about it because I certainly didn't expect anything to go wrong. But, I mean, things go wrong.
But, I mean, I literally clapped when they said, we got you.
And, you know, when you realize the risk and the danger and the difficulty and the complexity involved, you treat it differently than when you're just like.
How could you sleep through that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel bad about it after the fact. I do. Take a lot of naps. So, yeah. I know. But the cool news, additional cool news, is that inside the capsule, we had two Navy pilots, one of whom went to Whiting, both of whom started NES Pensacola. And then outside of the capsule, doing the Navy rescue diving, every single one of them would have started their career, or well, they would have started their rescue swimmer at Naval Air Station Pensacola, NES Pensacola, the Naval Aviation Rescue Swimmers, primarily training here. And then they probably got training at the Naval Dive and Salvage Training Center in Panama City, which I've seen when we were riding on the McCool. We got to see that. So, you know, there's Navy stuff and local stuff all over this mission.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton.